Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're adjusting cameras. We're trying to get comfortable. Anthony, I got something I got to get off my chest real quick before we dive into letting folks hear from Dan Quinn, who spoke earlier today and gave some pretty encouraging injury updates. And Anthony, it does look like you're going to have to lay. There's 19 bites from that presser.
Yeah, I mean, the injury one is cut number two.
Okay, I was going to say, because right now I have one opening statement, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's no labels.
Yeah, I had to carefully listen to Dan Quinn's because he cursed again. So
took
longer than
Do we need to file a formal complaint with PR and be like, hey, can you tell Dan to stop cussing so much?
Yeah.
I think it's time. It was funny Monday. He cussed in an answer in a response to a question from Scott Abraham. And he apologized to Scott because he's like, oh, you're on TV. You probably can't use that. My bad.
Yeah, that hurts.
Dan, the whole point of the press conference is so that it can be used on TV and radio and in print. And when you say words that we're not allowed to use, it's less useful. So I'm not saying you can't cuss in your personal life. I sure as do. But it would be helpful if there's less bleeping. On the pressers. I will also say this, though, Anthony. When I say I'm trying to get comfortable, I must have slept wrong last night. I think I spent way too much time on my left side. Typically, I'll roll over in the middle of the night, spend some time on left, some time on my right, some on your back. Dude, my whole, like, trap shoulder situation, I am messed up right now. Like, I can't really turn. Like, Linnell came to talk to me. Linnell, by the way, is going to come back. He's got a meeting, and then he's going to come back in this studio. And unlike the three-hour yell fest that is him and Russell screaming at each other, we're going to do football therapy. So we're going to let him get his thoughts out in a controlled manner, which will be good. But Linnell came to talk to me in the prep studio, and I was like, I'm sorry I'm not looking at you like a weirdo. I'm not trying to, like, not make eye contact. Your face looks fine. There's nothing weird. I can't really turn. So I literally was like, turn my chair so that I could stare at Linnell. Cause like he was to a point that I couldn't like turn my head and look at him like a normal person.
Yeah. I think I noticed that earlier when we were standing right outside the studio. I didn't know what it was, but now that you say that, I understand.
Yeah. I have taken something. But what I've also taken is a hit to my pride.
Ah,
because this is some serious old man stuff. Hey, how'd you get hurt? Sleeping? What's your danger point? Existing? It's not good, Anthony.
No bueno.
So I know people out there listening are like, oh, this happens to me too. You know, does that make me feel better? No, it makes us sad. Makes me sad for all of us. I'm an active person. I ran a very good high quality speed session this morning. As the day has gone on, are my legs sore? No. You know what hurts? My shoulder trap neck area from sleeping. I also just had a snack. It hurts to chew. It hurts to swallow. This
you're
is really, all season
you're
up.
Going through it, bro.
Yeah, there's a PT clinic down below us. I kind of just want to go down and be like, hey, can y'all dry needle my trap real quick? Can I just get a little pop, 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 pop? Get that sucker to loosen up. I'm tough. I'll take a needle. Needle to the neck. Done it many times before. Hurts like hell for about 5 seconds, but then you feel better. I want it so bad right now. If I could do this show with an electric stim on my neck, I have that at home. Oh, my God. I got to make sure that's charged. I got to text my wife. Rachel, if you're listening, can you make sure the power dot's charged? And just get this sucker to loosen up, because your boy's hurting. So if at any point during the show today I make any sudden movements, if you're watching, or if I just flat out yelp, for those listening, it's because my neck is an old man neck. And that's my life now, being an old man. Good news is, on the injury front for the Commanders, they're feeling a lot better. Dan Quinn, earlier today, asked about the injuries for his unit, including Marshawn Lattimore and Tyler Biadasz.
We have a couple guys that are on some vet rest days, but after that, everybody's involved to some level today, so that's a good thing, all hands on deck. So we had some vet rest days of Zach, Cleland, Dante, and Terry.
Last one was Terry, as in McLaurin. Might have heard of him. I'll be honest, I don't love the Terry rest day just because I feel like I would like Terry and Jaden to get as many reps as possible because their timing's been a little bit off, but you know, having Terry at full strength, if that's the reason it's been off, maybe the rest is what they need as opposed to the reps. This is the constant struggle of rest versus reps. It's something that we talk about a lot more in the preseason versus, you know, where it's really health versus reps. How many reps is the right number without risking too much? Because if you do one too many and a guy gets hurt, then he's out for the season or he's out for a couple weeks, and that's going to mess up the whole season. And obviously the number one ability is availability. So, But I think the last couple of weeks where Jaden and Terry have not really been quite as sharp, you know, can you get as many reps stacked in practice? Can you make sure that those guys are on the same page, that the feel is there for exactly how they're going to run routes and all that kind of stuff? But maybe, you know, just Terry getting that ankle a little bit healthier because he has been battling an ankle injury down the stretch here. Maybe that's the thing that gets them back on the same page because Terry is just sharper and crisper. They know that better than I do. I would love it so that Terry was perfectly 100% healthy and then could take the reps. Then that's an ideal situation, the most ideal situation. But that is the current state of play. With that said, guys that are not those healthy rest guys, Tyler Biadasz, Marshawn Lattimore, Cornelius Lucas, that's enormous. Brandon Coleman, by the way, who was banged up in the game. Trent Scott ultimately finished, you know, Coleman went out, went back in, and then went back out. So, Coleman, Lucas, Wiley, who's been banged up, like all those guys being available is great. One, it gives you depth in case someone gets hurt. Two, it gives you options. You know, you can really look at, hey, our run game has been a little bit better maybe with Cornelius Lucas in, which is weird because Lucas is actually probably, like his best attribute is probably his pass blocking. And Wiley is really fantastic as a run blocker in a lot of different situations, but they've had a couple of nice performances with Lucas in there. In the running department. So you can make that decision. Obviously, if you wanted to go back to any kind of rotation with Coleman at left tackle, you're probably well beyond that at this point. But if he's a little banged up and you wanted to preserve his ability, you could do that. So just having all your options on the table is great. And then I think the big one is obviously Marshawn Lattimore. And getting him back defensively, it's hard to overstate what that does for this team. And, you know, go back to all the conversations that we had before the season about Lattimore, and or not before the season, when he got traded, when he was, you know, this number one guy that we thought was going to play, you know, 7-8 games for this team, and turns out he's only played 2. But we saw in those 2 games, like, one, he's very good at his job. I know he had the couple of PIs and calls against AJ Brown, which some of which I thought were good calls, and some which were very much not. But he showed that ability to limit Brown because there's a bunch of play. Like, they just went at him, and he made play after play. And then there was a sequence where he didn't make a couple plays, but they went back to it, and he was able to make even more plays. Then, also on the other side of the field, you're able to roll coverage and help out Mike Sanders still a little bit more, help out Noah Igbinoghene a little bit more, who definitely needs some help there in the slot. And that ability to do those things from a coverage standpoint, dedicate bodies, but also to bring some more of your man pressures and things like that varies up your blitz package, and you can get home a little bit more often, which is obviously important to do against Baker Mayfield. Baker is a guy that is pretty elusive, and we saw that in week one. They got a ton of pressure in week one and couldn't really bring him down, but perhaps there's some more opportunities to do that this week. I mean, Tampa's offensive line is kind of weird. Their numbers are very hit or miss. Tristan Wirfs is one of the best of the best at left tackle. They have been, I think, a lot more up and down across the line otherwise. So it's definitely a matchup to watch. I know a lot of experts that I've heard starting to preview this game. The Commanders D-line, everyone's kind of like, yeah, they're not amazing, but this Tampa O-line isn't either. And I think the way that Washington plays might be able to, you know, have some opportunities against Tampa's O-line. So that should be fun to watch on Sunday. So we will continue to preview this. You'll hear more from Dan Quinn next. Then a football therapy session with Linnell at 4:30. David Harrison, Sports Illustrated, going to join us at 5 o'clock. He's in the locker room each day out in Ashburn. Is always really great when we have him. Dave Johnson, 5:15 today after the Wizards lost last night to the Rockets. They are in Philadelphia tonight, so we'll check in with Dave. See what he saw last night and how they're preparing for the Sixers tonight. And then Competition Wednesday. The wheel is currently on my side of the studio. Is it going to stay there? You'll have to stay tuned at 5:30 to find out. And then, Anthony, are we done? Are we gonna pick playoff games? I think we should pick playoff games.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to pick playoff games. We'll figure out that format in the breaks between now and then. Are we going to pick the same games? Are we going to pick all the games? We're not going to pick all the games. We'll figure it out. And we're smart folks. We do this for a living. It's our job. So we'll figure it out. But more from Dan Quinn next on The Hoffman Show.